Welcome back to Better Living. I'm your host, Nick Carissimi. A returning guest in studio, Richie Janes, is the founder of Hemp Life, here to talk once again about CBD. We're still learning a lot about it, and he has also brought a friend of his, a colleague, to talk about the legal aspects of CBD and how that affects Texans. It's going to be interesting, as it always is. Richie, how are you doing today?
Doing great. Thanks for having me in.
Well, it's great to see you again. Normally, I like to space out my interviews. I like to give a little bit of time for the organization to grow, new things to happen. This is such an evolving topic, and there's so much going on with it, and people are hearing about CBD more and more and more. I thought it was a good idea to have you back in here and just get people to help understand this, would you call it a product?
I would say so, yeah.
Understand this product more. So, tell me about what you do.
I own a company called Hemp Life. Hemp Life is a CBD hemp company, and we produce, manufacture CBD products ranging from gel caps to oils, or as we mentioned last time, the word
tinctures.
Everybody loves that word, tinctures. So, you know, to capsules, to gummies, to dried fruit, and we also have a proprietary type product, an inhaler, which is a very special product that we consider our flagship product. So we do all kinds of different types of delivery systems. That's kind of what we pride ourselves on.
You hear more and more about CBD. What is CBD?
That's kind of a long answer, you know, but simplistically, it is a plant. It comes from a plant. It is compounds within inside a plant, I would say. I'm sure there are different terms and terminologies you can use. Lots of them you can use within that, you know. So I would say a lot of people like to look at it or kind of a word is a natural approach to your health and to your wellness is really kind of what it could boil down to. Trying to just keep it as simple as possible for people to understand here today. You know, it's several different. CBD is just one thing within that. So we're talking about that. And as Chelsea here, you'll hear from later, we'll speak probably more on it as well. You know, CBD is just one of, I believe, over, like, I think the last time we counted, it was 180, 160 something compounds, I guess is another word you could use, with inside this plant. And CBD is just one of them.
It can be confusing, I would say, because this is a new product for the general public. I would still say it's still very new for a lot of people. And because it comes in so many forms, I think that people have a lot of questions as to what it actually does and the benefits that you receive from something like CBD. You already mentioned that you guys make all kinds of different products. What are some of the benefits from CBD? What do people get out of using this product?
I like to just say, personally, the best way to explain it is someone that's just looking to live more of a, I would say, a vibrant type life, a more of a wellness approach to life is a better way to put it. We have to, again, as you'll hear later, be very careful the line we draw here and how we speak about it because of the legalities and things that we can and cannot say. But I think from a wellness approach, it is a great alternative way to, I would like to say, from a preventative standpoint as well, too, from a wellness perspective. Overall well-being is a great way to put it. There are, you know, obviously you can read out there. I mean, you can Google. There's lots of things that you can go look up on CBD, and there are specific things that you will find that it actually addresses, and they are numerous. I mean, they are absolutely numerous of what you can actually find from, you know, I come from the fitness world, so I'll speak from a guy who works out. One of the things as a guy that works out or has been a strength and conditioning coach for, you know, 20 plus years.
Yeah, real quick, talk about your background because I think you're kind of glossing over. You have an extensive background in fitness. You're not just a guy that likes to get up in the morning and jog.
No, absolutely not. That's kind of how I got involved with the entire CBD movement and space was, you know, one, obviously I mentioned last time, you know, I think everybody comes to this with or people come to businesses based on previous experiences. And, you know, I'll mention this. And so my wife has been involved with the entire movement for a long time. When her mother got sick, she went out, started looking for alternative ways just to help her mother live better, as I mentioned earlier, to feel better just throughout her day, you know, because of the things that she was personally going through. And so one of those things, or a couple things she came across, was cannabis and CBD. And so we had great, great results with it, had great benefits from it personally. And we were using it as a family. Me personally, being in the fitness, my wife is a former world-class middle distance runner. I have an older daughter who is a former professional soccer player. Her fiance is a former NFL player. So my younger daughter is a former collegiate volleyball player. So we come from just a world of sports. And so for me as a strength coach, I'm always looking for that next, I'm looking for that edge, constantly that edge, always from performance, feeling better. And then when I train my clients, you know, they're also looking for that edge. And usually in the sports world, not in the supplement world, but in the fitness world, we turn to supplements to help give us those types of edges that we're looking for. One of the main things that we look for in life, not just when you're working out, is recovery. When we work out, we create what's called inflammation when we work out. We create that's the soreness usually you're feeling, in addition to muscles obviously being micro tears and things like that. So I'm always looking for that edge to help me recover quicker, because here's the thing. If I can help you recover quicker from today's workout, that means I can get you back in tomorrow to do the same thing that you did today, but do it better. And I had found personally through my workouts that CBD was a great, great proponent in helping me do that. I noticed personally when I worked out the next day, I would wake up feeling better. I would sleep better. I would wake up feeling more refreshed. I was not nearly as sore as I was the day before. And I know my body because I've been doing this for many, many years, and I have tried everything and I have used everything. And so I know when something works and when something doesn't work. And when I utilize and implemented CBD into my daily regimen, I noticed just an overall better feeling of wellness and just performance through my day. Focus. Everything about my day just seemed to become better.
Were you using these topically, or was it something that you were ingesting?
Because I personally was using ingestibles.
Okay. But they have both of those now, correct? And I'm not even sure if HempLife sells both of those types of products, but it can be used both ways.
That is correct. We don't have topicals yet. We are in the process of bringing some on board, so we will have topicals. Right now, as I mentioned earlier, gel caps, capsules, oils, inhalers, gummies, and things like that is what we have currently.
Is it hard to run a company like this and use a product that has so many different applications?
Well, I can answer a couple of ways. Yeah, sure, we would like that one magic pill, don't we all?
Sure, yeah.
So, but it, unfortunately, in the real world, it doesn't work that way. So from a marketing standpoint, I guess, you know, people do need different types of delivery systems because they do get bored with one. Mm. You know, so from an attention standpoint, I think it's good. Also, because of different delivery systems, they do offer different types of what we call bioavailability or absorption rates. And also different delivery systems also allow you to have different types of dosages involved with each one too. So depending on what you're using, you know, you can get more in one and less than the other. And then also in one, you may get more absorption from one than the other. So it's always good to have a mixture.
Richie Janes is the founder of Hemp Life. You can find them online at hemplife.net. And that is life spelled with a Y.
Yeah. L-Y-F-E.
I think that one of the big questions that anybody out there would have, and this is a question that I have had, is that it seems like it does so many different things. And I think that when people are introduced to a product that does more than one thing and it does it effectively, there's this natural apprehension. People are wondering, what is this? What's it actually doing? For people that have questions about the possibilities of CBD, what would you say to that person that wants to possibly try it but is apprehensive because, well, is it for muscle aches? Is it for anxiety? Is it for sleeping? How would you introduce this product to that person?
I think if you are a person out there that you are personally looking for just, I would consider an overall well-being, wellness, not just fitness or just necessarily from soreness and things like that and other things that you just mentioned, but a person that is experiencing things and they're looking for alternative ways to possibly to address those issues that they're currently encountering, I think CBD is a great, great choice to try. Can I say it will work for you? I can't say that. I don't know. I mean, has it worked for a lot of people? Absolutely it has, you know. And I can tell you this, in all my years of being involved in the supplement space and in fitness, I have never, ever had such response in a positive way than I've ever anything else.
What has that been like? Was that shocking to you as you started the business? Because the business is young.
Absolutely. No, it's an absolute shock. I'll give you a great example of, because even though you do make your own products, and they are mine, and I do have my fingerprint on them, as a business owner, and I always have, you always have some doubt. You always have some skepticism behind it. Go, okay, does it really work? Is it really, really working? You know, man, you always have that. I do personally because I'm always thinking you can always be better. There's always another level. There's always another level to go to.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. I think that's the real question.
Yeah. And here's where the shoe meets the pavement is when people start coming back to you, giving you real live testimonies. That's the best part, and that's what I'm gathering more than anything. I can sit here all day long and guarantee you this, tell you about this study and tell you about that study and tell you about this particular ingredient and that ingredient, but at the end of the day, it doesn't mean a hill of beans if it doesn't work for you. And what we're finding with our products, I can't speak for anybody else, but I can speak for us, is that what we know is when someone utilizes our products, they come back feeling different. They feel better. I can't tell you what that feeling is, but I can tell you it's better. And a great example of that is my future son-in-law, my daughter's fiance, former NFL player, 6'6", 260 pounds, tight end. We have an inhaler. It's one of our deals. And it was sitting on my desk. He walked in. He goes, hey, can I try that? And I said, sure. So he took a couple of puffs off the inhaler. He walks out of my office. He comes back in. He goes, can I get more? And I go, why? He goes, that stuff's good. I go, what do you mean? Did it work for you that quick? He goes, yeah. He goes, I go, what'd you feel? He goes, you know, I just felt like the weight of the world is kind of lifted off my shoulders. I feel like I just let out a big breath of fresh air. Just kind of calmed down a little bit. That's how I felt. That's, you know, nothing made, like nothing astronomically like, oh my God, you know, this changed. But just, I felt okay. I feel good. That's when I knew.
Well, it's a really interesting product, and we're going to learn more about it. Luckily, you brought your colleague. She's a lawyer. Chelsea Spencer will be on the show coming up next. We're going to talk about kind of the legal angles of CBD and the future for it in the country and in the state. Richie Janes is the founder of Hemp Life. You can find them online at hemplife.net. You mentioned a promo code?
Yeah, just for your listening audience, I wanted to give you guys something special. We made a code up, RADIO20, that's RADIO20. If you go to our website and you check out, you put that in the coupon code area there, you'll get a 20% discount and free shipping. So we want to offer it for you.
Once again, great to see you. I really appreciate your time to discuss this very interesting topic. The website, once again, hemplife.net, that is L-Y-F-E. Richie, thanks again.
Thank you.